Thank you. Yeah, I'm just an old well driller. That's it. And I know one thing for sure. The old saying, it's true. The mind can only comprehend what the seat could endure. And you've been here for a long time. So what I'm going to do is quickly go through well construction, how they're constructed very quickly, and what your well looks like, maybe some information on the pump and so forth, and what you maybe do to maintain and to keep up on your well during the year. Now, my title, I have a couple of, am I too loud? I'm partially deaf, and so I'm real sensitive to people. I got one ear with a hearing aid. I'm a chief well inspector for the state. We have a well inspection program. I'm also the administrator for the Board of Examiners. The Board of Examiners are the state board who creates, who promulgates rules for well construction. And so they promulgate the rules and they enforce the rules. We, the well inspection program, are part of the state engineer's office, and we do well inspections throughout the state. So quickly, I'm just going to review again some well construction. There's just a couple of major ways to construct wells. There's two kinds, the gallery type well, which is just a dug well. Typically, someone will take a backhoe, dig a hole, line it with concrete, some type of casing, backfill around it. These are typically shallow wells, 20 feet max usually on those wells. Interesting, these wells, now on a construction of a well, it has to be constructed by a licensed water well contractor or the homeowner. The homeowner can construct the well if he owns the ground and he owns the equipment that he's going to use. You can't rent something and come and do it. You have to own the equipment. So you could construct your own well if you met that requirement. But you have to meet the rules and regulations as well. Now, for this type of well, you have to have a variance because this doesn't meet our rules and regulations. If you have questions, maybe we can quickly get them as we go through. The next type of well is a drilled well. There's two ways to drill a well, construction methods. One was with air rotary. You may be familiar with the rotary. It's basically, it drills, the stem goes around, it drills a hole in the ground. As you can see, this is air, pretty dusty, dirty, and not much water there. This is also air construction. Typically, what they will do is they'll put a diverter on here and blow the cuttings away from the rig to make it a lot cleaner for the working ground. But these are air. What they do is the drilling stem rotates with a bit on the end of it. The air on an air rig, the air goes down the middle of the drill stem and exhausts the drill cuttings out of the hole, blows it out. It's high-pressure air with a high velocity. This cuttings are coming out here 6,000 feet a minute, so you don't stick your hand over that end of that. You'll feel it. The other way is mud rotary. The same principle, it's rotary drilling, except instead of air, as a circulating medium, they use what we call mud. Typically, water, they'll just circulate down the rotary pipe, wash the cuttings out with water, mud, we call it. A lot of times they'll use water, they'll put additives, bentonite, other additives in the water, sometimes to help condition the hole and remove the cuttings out of it. So this is a show, that was with a portable mud pit. Another way is just with a dig a pit like this. And it's the same process, they're just drilling with mud, only the cuttings run into a pit instead of a portable pit. There's advantages to each of the methods, to air drilling or rotary or mud drilling, each one of them. So maybe if there's time, we can talk about that. This is just a schematic of the tools. You've got the rotary drill pipe. At the end, oftentimes, they'll have what they call a stabilizer drill collar and a bit on the end. The bits are, this is a drag bit, a stationary bit that's used for soft formations, like the Denver Basin here, if the shales, the clays, the sands are not too hard. They'll use just a drag bit, a stationary bit, because it drills real quickly. We missed one. Let me go back to the tricone bit. For the hard formations, this is the type of bit they use, a roller bit or a tricone that rotates around, and those teeth dig in the harder formations. We're jumping around. Once it's drilled, it will install casing, drill pipe in it. It may be either steel here, or they may be PVC. Now, we require, the rules require a minimum of 20 feet of steel in every well. Your well may be constructed with steel all the way down. Typically, most of them aren't. Again, the minimum requirement is 20 feet of steel. A lot of contractors put 40 feet in because of the grouting requirements in the state rules. So it's either steel or PVC. Typically, most of your wells, if they're not too deep, are constructed with a PVC liner casing. You'll have 20 feet or 40 feet of steel surface casing, which has to be cemented in. And then inside of that, they'll go and drill on down the hole and line it with a PVC well casing. The surface casing by requirement has to be grouted, has to be cemented between